We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Daddy's home. Let's go, baby. Welcome to PHNX Sons. Speaking of daddies, you can get your nice little discount here at the PHNX store, at the PHNX locker. We got a nice little special going on for the next week for dads out there. So you know who your daddy is. Buy one, get one half off. Starts today, goes all the way through the 18th. Let's go.
Hats and shirts, y'all.
I have a question for you, Gerald.
Yeah.
Who's your daddy and what does he do?
Jake from State Farm. So that's what he did.
I fully regret handing over the rails to the three of you to start off this show. I definitely did not. I should have known better.
Yeah, you should have known.
But I didn't think that's where it was going
to
go.
But for real, go to phnxlocker.com and get yourself some discounted merch.
Yeah, buy one, get one half off. Shirts and hats. You can get one for yourself, one for your dad, or two for your dad, or two for you and two for them.
Or one for your daddy. Hey, there she is.
Unreal.
Thank you guys for bearing with us at the top of the show and for joining us for another episode of the PHNX Sons podcast. I'm Lindsay, that's Saul, that's Gerald, that's Espo, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today because obviously yesterday we got so much news around the Phoenix Suns and Chris Paul, and a lot of it came out while we were on the show, so we weren't able to look into all the fine details of everything, but we'll just kind of briefly recap it here and then we'll dive into it a little bit more to share some of the tidbits that maybe we weren't able to get to yesterday. So first and foremost, we heard from Chris B. Haynes that in his tweet, he said, breaking, Phoenix Suns have notified star Chris Paul that he will be waived. Then we got follow-ups from Shams and Woj, which contradicted that to an extent, right? Shams said sources, the Suns and Chris Paul, are exploring multiple options, including a trade, stretching his contract, or waiving and re-signing him in free agency. Phoenix expects to discuss trades ahead of Paul's June 28th contract date. Then we got an update from Woj, and within the article that Woj shared, he did agree with what Shams was saying, that they are, you know, exploring several possibilities, pretty much every possibility on the table they're going to take a look at. But that Phoenix plans to explore trade opportunities, including Chris Paul and DeAndre, and he added him in there. That could alter the franchise's roster landscape ahead of a final decision on Paul's partially guaranteed contract from his sources. Okay, now that we're all there, let's talk through it all again.
Hold on. You are far too kind to Chris B. Haynes, right? He's Soggy Haynes with this crap.
Oh,
all right?
Come on. Soggy Haynes.
The two of you, especially you, Saul, are not allowed to get mad at him for his joke with what? The way you started today's show.
What? But it led into a perfectly reasonable point.
Everybody basically refuted.
At least he didn't say moist Haynes.
Right.
Like. It's so bad. Yeah. I mean, it's obvious what side he got his information from. I mean, at least I think it is. With it's probably CP3's side of things. You know, like it's bad. I mean, it's a lot of mess from one Haynes. You know?
That is one thing. It's a big thing to not get accurate. Like it is. And it's part of the thing with sports reporting now is like you take one person's opinion and you kind of go with it. And it used to be you need to get multiple sources to cite something before you run with it. So that's tough. But it's good that it's not just an outright waiving and that they're exploring all three of those potential options. And just to recap for those who missed yesterday, those options are waive and stretch, or trade him. If they waive him, they can re-sign him for the veteran minimum. If they waive and stretch him, they're stretching his contract out over 5 years. I misspoke yesterday. I said three. It's 5 years. They're taking his $15.8 million guaranteed and stretching it out over 5 years, which is basically $3.2 million. If they do that, they cannot re-sign him. And then trading him, obviously, is just a normal trade. The team would be trading for his fully guaranteed $30.8 million contract, not the partially guaranteed part. So
the thing about all of this that I find so interesting is a lot of people were saying, you know, Crispy Haynes got used and that maybe this information was shared incorrectly to find some sort of leverage for Chris Paul's camp or maybe the Suns camp. But I don't really see how that type of information actually benefits either side realistically, because it benefits them mutually if they both agree upon waiving and re-signing him, because Chris Paul already knows he's coming back to a team that he wants to be at that point, and the Suns are able to save money to add some pieces to the roster that they desperately are going to need. But when it comes to moving to a different team, I don't really see how leaking that the Suns have told Chris Paul they're going to be waived would up his value in any case, because if Chris Paul wants to have the full $30.8 million guaranteed, then you have to do a trade, right? Well, I guess you could sign him off waivers, but if he wants, I don't know. When it comes to a trade, it just doesn't really work in the Suns' favor, because if somebody else wanted Chris Paul, they're like, well, I'm not going to trade you now and give you assets if I could just pick him up off waivers.
Right. That's pretty much the long and short of it.
My tinfoil hat on this is simply Chris Paul's people are I think they're signaling, look, you know, if you want us, trade for us. Otherwise, if I get waived, I'm going to sign back there. That's the only reason I could see why they'd leak that he was that he might get waived. But even that doesn't make sense. I don't think there's any value for the misinformation.
Or there's we can go extra tinfoil hat. Maybe Chris Paul wants out, which I don't. From all accounts, he does not want out. And now you're leveraged. Everything is about leverage, right? So this could be a scenario where, if a team was thinking about Chris Paul and maybe, you know, heard rumors of him being on the market, if all you need is two teams to be interested for the trade market to all of a sudden exist. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not going to put it out of the realm of possibility that maybe a team might trade for Chris Paul. I wouldn't, because $30.8 million is a lot of money to chalk up for an individual, but you never know.
I mean, there are some scenarios out there where, because Chris Paul's contract is essentially expiring because the fourth year is fully non-guaranteed. Mm-hmm. So if you had a team out there who has longer term contracts at a higher dollar amount that they're trying to get off of, then you look at Chris Paul's as, well, it's just a 1 year commitment. Then we can move on.
And it could be a leverage play on Chris Paul's part, like Saul's saying, because the reporting in that Woj article was that he wants to stay here with the Suns. He wants to continue playing with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. So if you know the Suns are trying to trade you and suddenly it's leaked that they're thinking about waiving you, other teams are not going to be as eager to trade because they can claim you off waivers, or they can wait for you to hit free agency once you clear waivers. So maybe that's what it is. Okay. Maybe this is him kind of playing his hand of like, I still want to be here in Phoenix. Like, you guys are going to have to waive me and I'll re-sign, but don't trade me anywhere. And I'm going to hurt your leverage a little bit by doing
that. I mean, it could be that.
Seems like such a mess behind the scenes. But if we are literally at the point where Chris Paul has to resort to that in order to remove the potential that a trade happens, like, what are we even doing?
Is the guy who knows the NBA rulebook inside and out, who will snitch on players for having their shirts untucked. He knows every loophole there is. So
it's the dude that knows where the secret tunnels and crypto are. Like,
I'm not saying I put it past Chris Paul, but I'm saying if the conversation and the connection is so broken at that point that you can't even have those conversations, you got to resort to this, then like, do you really want to be on this team?
Chris Paul is a very shrewd individual.
Yes.
Everything is calculated for Chris Paul.
Cunning. He's a smart dude.
This is fair. It just sounds.
He always likes to have an insurance policy.
It sounds too messy.
Thank you. Hey, I bet your dad, Jake from State Farm, could help him with that.
I bet you're dead.
Full circle.
Was there anything else from Woj and Shams that you guys saw yesterday that we weren't able to get to on the show that you feel like needs to be shared?
No, but if you are still confused about the three different options that the Suns have with Chris Paul and the pros and cons of that, I did write about that at gophnx.com. Make sure to check that out because it does delineate all of these different things that people are going to be talking about over the next few weeks. And I also realized another thing that Chris Paul, even if he's not trying to do this very complicated obstacle course that we're laying out, it could just be because it was reported in the Woj article that they want a decision on what the Suns are doing with him soon so he can prepare for free agency if he is going to be a free agent. So it could just be trying to press the Suns' hands of like, you know, hurry up and get the ball rolling here. I know we have 3 weeks until the guaranteed date of June 28th, but we kind of want some clarity on what direction we're heading before then.
But that's odd because he can't have any conversations with teams, right?
No. You can't.
He can.
I mean, you can't, but he still could have those conversations before the decision's made, right. Too.
Is it the 28th or is it the 24th? Because I heard it was the day after the draft.
It's not. That was a mistake, I think. Okay. Someone tweeted that out and then corrected themselves. Okay. So it's the 28th.
Yeah. So. Okay. All right. Speaking of a lot of money that is on the table, you could be picking up some money off the table with the BetMGM Sportsbook app. Make sure you guys download the app and sign up today using that bonus code PHNX. When you use that code, there's a few different offers that we have for you guys, depending on where you live. But for our Arizona audience, you will get up to $100 in bonus bets on your first wager with BetMGM. Again, make sure you use that bonus code PHNX. And then make sure you log into your app every Wednesday and Saturday to receive your bonus bet on the house. You will automatically receive your bonus bet upon logging into your account. They do expire after 72 hours, so don't wait to use them. But you can check out the show notes for all the details. And now you can listen to Shane talk about the disclaimer.
Disclaimer, 21 plus to wager. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. U.S. promotional offers not available in Washington, D.C., Mississippi, Nevada, New York, and Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Colorado, D.C., Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369, New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP, Arizona, 1-800-522-4700, Kansas, Nevada, 1-800-327-5050, Massachusetts, 1-800-BETS-OFF, Iowa, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help, Michigan.
And of course, make sure you check out your local Circle K for the best coffee, beer, and snack selection, as well as premium gas. They've got all kinds of goodies over at Circle K. You know I'm a big fan of the Polar Pops. They stay colder longer, and they're a really good deal. And Circle K has an even better deal for you right now. If you text PHNX to 31310 to join their SMS subscriber club, you're going to get a buy one, get one free offer on 32-ounce Polar Pops. So make sure you do that and make sure you're not missing out on all the great stuff that Circle K has to offer. Head to CircleK.com/store-locator to find a Circle K near you. Okay, so that was yesterday, right? So that kind of set us up for all the things we've heard in the last 24 hours since then. So let's kind of dive into this because after the shenanigans of yesterday, NBA media looked at the Suns and were like, you're real popular. Let me get in on the action here, okay?
The Suns saw the finals and said, hold my beer,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So we'll start with some thoughts from Bobby Marks. He shared his opinion on the Suns and the Chris Paul situation.
Here, and then you probably go in the course of waiving him, and then it's a matter of if his contract is stretched. I think certainly DeAndre Ayton, Woj mentioned it in the article, DeAndre Ayton certainly could be in play. Maybe that opens up some more flexibility for you as far as breaking up that contract. But the likelihood, I would say, is that Chris Paul is probably not on the Suns roster, that he is stretched, that they do go out there operating as a team with that 12.2 non-tax mid-level exception. And then now it's where does he go?
Okay. Huh. Before we get into the where does he go part of this, right? Let's start with the speculation there by Bobby Marks that Chris Paul will likely not be on the Suns roster next season. Okay. Because we also got some reports on people that we should be keeping an eye on, maybe, or people to potentially pay attention to. First one we'll start with, and this again is we're playing Say under Lindsay. The understanding that Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns are moving on from each other. Ramona Shelburne said we should keep an eye on one James Harden.
I want you to keep your eye on James Harden, okay? This,
interesting.
I don't know I don't want to report anything, but that was in the wind for the past month or so of like, you know, everybody thinks it's like Philly or Houston, but I don't know.
Harden and discussion
in the wind.
Harden and Durant are okay together.
Totally okay. Remember, they flew to Europe and hung out in London last summer. And then there's also the Kyrie of it all too. Okay. Like this is the thing about Phoenix. Everybody wants to play with Devin Booker. He is like the perfect guy to play with because he doesn't suck up all the oxygen in the room. He's really good. He's a great shooter and he knows how to be a good teammate. Like he's already proven he will take Kevin Durant onto his team and Chris Paul onto his team. And like, I don't know if you guys are as high on Book as I have been just watching him the last few years, but
yeah, I think he's the best shooting guard in the league. Yeah.
Well, you're not going to like this, but as a Wildcat, I'm all for the strip club Sun Devil coming
Stop
home.
It.
Let's go, baby.
Not just call him.
I'm that. Here.
Get the whole new meeting to Forks Up. Right?
I mean, Big Vernon.
Fear the fork, baby.
Hey, let's go, baby.
No.
Let's
I'm putting
go.
My foot down.
Hey, I've also heard an establishment that is very interested in James Harden coming to town, and I'll have that tomorrow.
Oh, I mean, Big Vernon sent us a super chat and said, keep hearing James Harden to Phoenix with the eyeball emoji. Geez, any clubs? LOL.
Oh, you know there is, baby.
Man.
Okay.
How? None of it makes sense. They're gonna have a $12.2 million exemption if they let Chris Paul go and waive it stretch. Like, how are you gonna get James Harden to come here?
So none of these are gonna happen if you waive him or if you waive and stretch him. That's why I'm kind of surprised Bobby Marks is saying he thinks that Chris Paul won't be on the roster next season because. If you trade him, that makes sense. And if you do a sign and trade with James Harden, you can make that work if you loop in a third team to fit in the, let's be honest, he'll be making max money if you're signing James Harden. We've talked about how the Suns don't need a third star. They need complementary role players. And if you have a huge chunk of salary committed to Harden, Booker, and Durant, you're probably going to have to trade Ayton just so you can have enough bodies on the roster that aren't all veteran minimum deals.
Let's be fair. Harden's a role player at this point. He's not a star.
Nah,
He's not a max money star.
He's basically what Chris Paul was last year, where he's going to give you a game or two in the playoffs. And he can facilitate. Like he's a point guard basically. Mm-hmm. And you need somebody, if you're going to get rid of Chris Paul, you need somebody to handle the ball. So James Harden being that guy is not the worst idea in the world. Now he's worse than a cone on defense. Let's not like, but he has gotten a little bit better. Just a little bit better, but there's worse options. There's worse
you
options
have a
out there.
Defensive minded head coach James Harden should not be your starting point guard.
I mean,
why not?
Because you just said he's a traffic cone.
But he can give you 30 any given night.
Well, then maybe Vogel can get something out of
him. I was going to say, Frank Vogel could pull out the best of James Harden.
Optimistic. That's the glass half full approach.
I've seen James Harden and KD twice. You know how many championships he's got? Freaking zero.
We've upset him so much. He took his hat off.
But it was different then, Aspo. This will be different.
You know how it was different? They were younger and better basketball
they
players.
They are best buds still. They vacation together on the offseason.
Vacation all you want. Have dinner with them when you're in Phoenix. Shit, go to the strip club together for all I care.
Just don't be
on the same team.
You can, we've talked about this before, but you can try to structure a three-team deal where Chris Paul goes to Philly, Harden comes to Phoenix, DA goes to Indy, and maybe you get like a Miles Turner and another piece from the Pacers. The framework of that type of deal, you can make something work with that. I'm not saying that's what the Suns should do.
Just what a champion.
Harden was legitimately good. He averaged 21, almost 11 assists, 6 rebounds a game. I think he led the league in assists, if I'm not wrong. Shot 39% from three. He's still good. But like you're saying, he's not the most reliable playoff performer. Defensively, there are some concerns there. And again, I just don't feel good about devoting, you know, like 75-80% of the cap to three guys and then having to build out the other 12 with like one exception. And if you have it even, and then, you know, veteran minimum guys.
At that point, just pick up CP3's option. Have a $30 million guy.
That's brutal.
$30 million guy who can't really play defense, who's a good point guard. And you only have to do it for 1 year because you're going to have to sign James Harden to a multiple-year deal in all likelihood if you're going to do a sign-and trade. I'd rather just have the corpse of Chris Paul at that point.
But, oh, God, no. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah,
no, you
wouldn't. I would.
Why?
Because they both disappear in the playoffs. They both can't play defense. And I only got to deal with 1 year of Chris Paul on the roster rather than probably four of James Harden.
So, yeah, Harden. It's
and neither of them can win a ring.
It's tough because Harden would be protected maybe so against his playoff shortcomings because you have Durant and you have Booker.
Yes.
He did legitimately win the Sixers two of those games that they won against the Celtics.
Thank you.
He dropped 45 in game one, 42 in game four. They won both of those games.
Drop the mic, Gerald.
But the other games, 16, 12,
no, we 13, don't need to talk about that. We don't need to talk about that.
Chris Paul 2 years ago did the same thing. I'm good, thank you. As the great Dr. King said, no.
Well, all right. Jesus Christ, as well. That's not what he said. He said he has a dream, and the dream was to get James Harden to Phoenix.
I'm sure he said no once.
You have got to stop invoking the good Dr. King.
Yes, please. Stop besmirching his name.
This was my pediatrician, Dr. King. Totally different person.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God!
The way you feel about Kyrie is how I feel about Harden.
Come on! No, don't stop.
It's nowhere near
Kyrie's
on my level.
Far better.
Well, for different reasons.
Stop it.
So, yeah, listen, I'm not coming off of that
Kyrie
train.
We might as fucking
now?
Well.
I'm just kidding. We've talked about Kyrie enough on this show for now.
Oh, we're not going to talk about him?
I mean, what more are you going to add?
I mean, I don't know. Other than I thought you had something else.
Teasing Gerald over here, making his ears
turn like, no, that
red.
Was it. That was the thing.
Okay, that's fine.
I was just joking. All right, so.
I mean, Hello does have a good point. He said, let's get the three-way trade. Kyrie and Harden, come on in. You want to get crazy? Let's get crazy. They're both going to take the minimums.
Oh man.
The mid-level exceptions, they're going to split it. $6 million apiece. Come home.
Biannual and mid-level. There we go. Done.
Let's go.
Why not make this the biggest circus in the NBA?
Let's just say this, okay? I'm going to play tinfoil hat for a second. Allow me to walk down this path. But Kevin Durant wanted to play with Kyrie and Harden. Mm-hmm. They kind of screwed him because Harden forced his way out after a year. Kyrie was kind of, you know, here, there, everywhere. And they kind of left KD out to dry. They owe him. And maybe they're like, you know what? For 1 year, let's go.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I'll buy into your tinfoil hat shenanigans here. But I have a follow-up. If that were to happen, I'm not saying it is.
Oh,
I'm just a thought exercise
It'd
here,
be the
okay?
funnest season we've ever seen and the most train wreck
is
of
that,
a season.
Is that
we've
why
ever
they
seen?
Have three head coaches? Because you're needed with those guys?
If we win a ring with that happening, how honestly do you feel like our ring can be discredited at that
no.
point?
No.
No.
Any way you get a ring, you don't discredit it.
No way.
If anything, you Gerald? Get more credit because how the hell did that team win a championship with those four guys on the
Look,
same roster?
I'll feel dirty if we win a championship like that,
but that's
I'm okay.
Well, I hear they have showers at the strip club. So
does
okay.
it take away at all from if you won a championship Champagne. By finagling some shady deals on the backside of things? No?
I mean, am I wrong? That's what they'll be doing at the parade.
I offered to sell my soul, so shady deals for a championship I'm all right with.
Okay, oh I just God. Figured I would ask the question.
God, what a fucking party that would be if that team won the championship.
Could you imagine how many sports psychologists they'd have on staff?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean,
on our staff?
Yeah, Ishbia is talking about he wants the finest at everything. He's going to have 14 psychologists on staff just to make that all work.
Yeah.
One per player.
Damn.
Okay, let's get back on the rails because we have another player that we should all be talking about here, apparently, because we are hearing from Sean Devney of Heavy.com that Damian Lillard is also a player that the Suns are looking at. So here's what he said today. Quote, there is a lot that can happen here, an Eastern Conference executive said. Quote, the Suns need depth all over that roster. They want to free up their payroll. They want to see if there is a way to bring in Damian Lillard. They want to see what they can do with a DeAndre Ayton deal. There is a lot on the table. And the Lakers need to know where they are going with D'Angelo Russell. They're just not going to let him walk. They traded a pick for him, and who knows if they could get Chris to sign a vet minimum deal or what. So before we talk about the Chris Paul side of that, Damian Lillard to Phoenix? Is it happening?
The Suns want Damian Lillard.
It's happening, everybody.
Newsflash. 3 years ago, Gerald wanted Ana de Armas, and that didn't freaking pan out. So just to let everyone know, that's not happening.
Just because it didn't happen for you means it can't happen
it's
for us?
It's not possible. Wow. It's not happening.
Gerald. Everything is possible. Let's
we're
go. Hater.
We're sorry, AB.
I said 3 years ago.
You made her feel like she's second best. Not cool, dude.
That's not what I did. That's how you twisted it. Don't put words in my mouth.
Joan said, that's not what I said at all.
So there's a new house on the market.
Honestly, what in the hell happened to the NBA world today?
What do you mean?
Did they go, hey, there's no finals game, so we got to lose our ever-loving mind and suggest everything is a possibility in Phoenix?
That's pretty much what happened. Yeah. Everybody's been trying to find dots to connect Phoenix to Dame Lillard. They want to because he is like the one point guard. Everyone keeps waiting the superstar to force his way out. He still hasn't. He's not going to
but
either.
It doesn't mean that he couldn't.
Yes.
Everybody's gonna be so.
It started because he responded to that question on that one podcast about the Miami Heat or the Brooklyn Nets because of Bam and because of Mikhail. And that's now people are like, oh, that's Dame's way of saying no. He answered a question. That doesn't mean that he's declaring that he wants to leave. But because of that one response, now people were like, oh, what are some other places he might want to go? And Phoenix has definitely been one of them. Obviously because of our infatuation with Damian Lillard.
But this isn't some dude that looks like me in his mom's basement typing on a computer. This is an Eastern Conference executive that's saying this. Like, the whole thing is just so damn bizarre to me that, you know, and everybody's going to be so disappointed when we wind up with Dennis Schroeder as our point guard.
I'll say this about Damian Lillard on the Suns, okay? Let's just talk about this man. Let's just talk about Damian Lillard on the Suns as they're currently constructed.
Right.
Me personally, I don't think Damian Lillard is a good fit for the Suns because he's a scoring first point guard for the most part. And I just don't see how you would have enough balls to go around for him, KD, and Booker.
Weren't we saying, though, just a few weeks ago that we needed Chris Paul to score more, though?
You need somebody.
You have to find a happy balance.
You need somebody
that's
like primary facilitator that can score, like Chris Paul is or was.
I mean, that fit offensively, that would be the greatest trio of offensive players, I think, on the same team in the history of the game. Maybe you could make the case for Steph, KD, and Clay, but like, I would honestly take KD, Book, and Dame over that trio. Like, that's an insane amount of shooting, scoring, individual scoring ability, passing. Like, they would be phenomenal together on that end. But again, you don't have what it takes to trade for Dame Lillard unless he is specifically going to his front office saying, I'm done here. The only place I want you to trade me is Phoenix. And I just don't see either of those things happening. And even if they did, like, would the Blazers do it? DeAndre Ayton and a handful of second round picks with Landry Shamet is not getting the job done. I just don't see
it. Sweet, sweet Gerald. There's always a path. There's always a path.
There's always a way.
I mean, Brian Smith did send us a super chat and said, I mean, Portland does have an affinity for useless centers. At least DA isn't that injury prone.
Damn.
True.
That was harsh.
True. Damn. True.
Hey, it's not a lie. Bill Walton. Mm-hmm. You look at
Sam Bowie,
freaking Greg Oden.
No, I don't take issue with that part. I take issue with the first part about lumping DA in with that group. That's brutal, man.
Oh my goodness! Can we just for one second though go back to the Ramona Shelburne comments about Devin at the end of that? Because I know I wanted to talk about these two players that were reportedly, some way, shape, or form, maybe not even reportedly, but just linked to the Suns in some capacity. But she also did say that everyone wants to play with Devin Booker, that he is the perfect guy to play with. And I think that there's something to be said about, I'm not saying you could convince superstars to split $12 million to come play with Devin Booker, but there is something to be said about the amount of people who do want to come to Phoenix and maybe are willing to at least play ball when it comes to the money side, have those conversations, make things work a little bit better, in order to play here.
Devin Booker is just like his ex Kendall Jenner. He attracts NBA players. They want to be here. I mean, so.
How long did you stay up last night writing that?
No, so, I just thought of it right here.
Lies.
I just thought of it right here. Look, I mean, they want to, guys want to come play with Devin Booker because exactly as Ramona said, he's not a guy that needs the ball all the time, that demands it. He's the perfect kind of star to play next to. Mm-hmm. Like, and KD to an extent can be like that too. So all of a sudden you're looking at this situation, you're like, oh, that's a hell of a lot better than other places I could go. Do I really want to go languish in Charlotte for a little bit more money or Detroit or Houston? I think Phoenix looks a lot better for a little bit less.
Phoenix is a destination and it's primarily starts with Devin Booker. We've been saying this for years now. As soon as Chris Paul, a Hall of Famer and all-time great point guard, wanted to come here and play with him, we knew it. And as soon as Kevin Durant wanted to come here, we knew it even more. And so I'm not surprised to hear these other things. Like, if you're a superstar in the NBA and you're unhappy with your current situation and you're looking at places, okay, where can I be traded? Where would I like to play? Who would I like to team up with? Like, Devin Booker and Kevin Durant has to be in your consideration. It just has to, because those are two fantastic players. They're two guys that love to hoop and are about the work. Mm-hmm. And like Ramona was saying in the clip, Booker doesn't like take the air out of the room. It's not all about him. He's a pretty easy guy to get along with, and he's just kind of an understated cool. So I feel like if you're a star in the NBA and you're not happy with your situation, Phoenix is going to get mentioned as a trade destination. It just is.
Well, and then could you make the argument too that since Devin is the way that he is, as far as not taking up all that space in the air, that having three stars on this team could maybe work a little bit differently than other teams with other players because of Devin's ability to share space?
Depends on the stars, I think.
Yeah, I like, as much as players might want to play with Devin Booker, there's still the reality of, you know, usage percentage and how much gravity both KD and Booker really demand in terms of, you know, handling the ball, shooting the ball and stuff like that. So that's why I don't think Damian Lillard would necessarily work. And it might be the best trio of scorers ever put together on a court, yes, but trying to fit that together and making sure everybody's, you know, working, you know, cohesively, that's a difficult kind of task that they could probably manage. But that's why I thought that Harden, minus the defense, he can be that facilitator, so he doesn't necessarily need to be the scorer as much as he was before. So that's why I could see the path to that working a little bit better than that. But then it doesn't matter because Kyrie is going to be the guy.
Well, so we've seen
say those things you just said about Dame and then go back to Kyrie.
But look,
can't.
We've seen Devin Booker evolve every year in this league, right? Changed something about his game, altered the way his mindset was about certain things. In a world where you wind up with Dame Lillard, could you see Point Book becoming a mainstay and that he focuses on, you know, distributing more than he ever has before and takes a little off the scoring because he knows that's the path to a title and he can feed these other guys more? Because Book does not strike me as the guy that gives a shit if he's averaging 27 or 22 as long as they go win. And if he's up in his assists, that's going to impress everybody in the league.
The problem is that Devin Booker's also efficient as fuck. And so you're swapping a portion of his efficiency to give it to a different guy who's not as efficient as Devin Booker is at this point of his career. Like, that's just the truth. So I would disagree in that, yeah, he could definitely sacrifice. I mean, you're right, he has added to his game, but is that necessarily the smarter sacrifice in Devin Booker giving up points and shots and giving it to somebody else who might not be as efficient as him? I would say no.
Yeah, it definitely depends on how they want to approach the season from a roster building standpoint, because if you do envision Book taking on more playmaking duties, you damn well better be sure he's on board with it at this point.
Oh, yeah.
And that you can tailor your entire approach around putting the right pieces around him, because it's not going to work if it's just him and KD and a bunch of role players, as well as, you know, you need a third guy, maybe not a star, but you need a third guy that can be really efficient with catch and shoot opportunities. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a Clay Light, someone that can just run all over the court, spot up and get looks from Book's playmaking. And you're right, Saul. Like, he's one of the most efficient players in the league when it comes to points per touch. Mm-hmm. So taking that away, you'd better be sure you have the right pieces around him to make up for that.
I solved it. KD for Dame.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Oh, so now.
I would say one more point. The one thing I would say in your favor, Dame can shoot the three, and he can do it from a long, long range away. Which spreads the court out a little bit and frees up a little bit more mobility for KD and Book. So in that regard, cool. But yeah.
All right, now let's talk about the second half of what Bobby Marks said, right? Where does Chris Paul go if him and the Suns part ways? And of course, many of people are talking about LA just because of the connection. He's spoken publicly about wanting to be more near his family. If you're not in Phoenix, the closest you're going to get is LA because that's where they are. But there are some things to keep in mind with the Lakers when it comes to that side of things. And Bobby Marks also expanded on that as well.
If he is waived, Bobby, what is next for Chris Paul here?
Well, I think you're looking at certainly would he be willing to go back to Phoenix if they do not use that waive and stretch provision? The most they can sign him to is the $3 million veteran minimum exception. I think the two teams that we're going to have our eyes on are both teams in Los Angeles. When it looks at the Clippers, who are in need of a point guard, they would also have the veteran minimum exception. And then, of course, the Los Angeles Lakers, who have more money to give Chris Paul with one of their bigger exceptions. Yep. It's important to note, though, Chris Paul would not be allowed to double dip. You can't take your $16 million from Phoenix. They make $12 million from the Lakers. There is an offset in that contract here. So certainly the Lakers would have more money to give him. But all eyes would certainly be on both Los Angeles teams.
So he can't double dip in some of these situations here, which I know there's a lot out there. And within these contracts, there's a lot of stuff that we still don't know entirely because we just don't have access to it. But there is a scenario potentially where if he clears waivers and then ends up going and signing with another team, that maybe the Suns could be off the hook for the $15.8 million.
I feel like that's an assumption. We don't really know what that portion of the contract really means, but I assume, and this is tinfoil hat, I have no insight, but if you're going to have that stipulation, the only benefit to a team putting that in there is if it gives you some salary cap relief. Otherwise, it's a really, really weird, petty thing to put in there where it's like, yeah, we'll pay you out, but you can only sign for the minimum. And it's like, it seems like a Scroogey, especially for a guy like CP3, who's so well-respected, if there isn't cap relief as part of that.
Yeah, I feel like this is huge news because obviously as soon as the news that wound up being inaccurate broke that Chris Paul was going to be waived, everybody was saying, oh, Celtics, Lakers, Clippers, you know, these are the teams that are going to swoop up on him, ignoring the possibility that he could return to the Suns. One of the big luring things that might pull him away in that scenario is if another team was willing to offer him more. But if the Lakers can't do that, if they can't stack another $12 million on top of the $16 he's already going to be getting in guaranteed money from the Suns in the event that he's waived, like, okay, the reports that he wants to be back in Phoenix make more sense now because he knows, like, okay, I can either do the veteran minimum or a team's going to have to offer me more than the $16 million I'm already making from the Suns. And I don't see any team coming in with like a 2-year, $34 million deal.
Was that the piece we missed and why he would have leaked the waive? Because if other teams know he has this and that they basically, everybody's on even footing because they'd all have to pay him the veteran minimum, maybe that's why, because he's signaling, if you really want me, you're not going to be able to outbid, you're going to have to trade for me to get me at that point.
Or you're going to have to sign me to a deal that's worth more than that $16 million.
Which I'm not going to throw shade at Crispy Haynes, but the second half of the follow-up tweet was that he said Chris Paul does plan on playing more years in the NBA. Several more years in the NBA, and that he wants to help somebody contend for a championship. So maybe there is a little bit of like a looking for a couple more years here on a deal from somebody.
I don't know what the path would be, but I feel very confident in saying that if Chris Paul doesn't go back to the Suns, I do feel like somehow, someway he's going to end up on the Lakers. Mm-hmm. I just feel like he has such a relationship with LeBron. I just don't see how he would pass that up with that last opportunity because, you know, if all else fails, and he doesn't win a title, at least he got to play with his friend for his last couple of years and then call it quits.
And be near his family at the same time.
And I know, you know, hearing, you know, behind the scenes that did take a little bit of a toll on him. He did want to be closer to his kids. Mm-hmm. He flies them out a lot and they spend time at the practice center and stuff. But I don't, he's done the Clippers thing already. I don't know if he'd really want to go back and do that. I think the Lakers seem like the obvious option for him.
Well, the Lakers are going to have to figure some things out money-wise. And, of course, as Bobby Marks said, they got to kind of know. Or Sean Devney said they got to figure out what they're doing with D'Lo as well.
Also in the chat, I did want to answer a question real quick from Brendan. It was Brendan earlier. He had said, so if that happens, would the Suns basically be interested? Oh, right here. So if you wave and stretch them, do you sign Westbrook? I'm going to tell you, certainly it'll be a 0% chance that they sign Russell Westbrook only because of Frank Vogel. Their relationship was not good in L.A., Westbrook actually criticized Frank Vogel several times, and so I don't see that as being a possibility at all.
I also think the Clippers would probably look at bringing him back, too, after his playoff performances and everything. It seemed to work well for them. Yeah. So I could see the Clippers trying to hang on to him if they can. All right. Our friends over at OG's always have great stuff cooking up in their shop, and we're talking about different Scratch Made THC gummies. They've got the Aquaberry Sleep Edition gummy, which specifically helps with rest and relaxation. We love that. They've got the Strawberries and Cream Happy Balance gummy, which is a 1-to-1 ratio of CBD and THC. It's the perfect happy balance. And then they also have mixed bags now, the fruits and the creams. They've got all the different flavors in there. So you get a variety from watermelon, red apple, peach, to blackberries and cream, orange creamsicle, and peaches and cream. And then coming on June 21st, pink lemonade. They're going to be dropping a brand new flavor. So make sure you check them out online at ogsbrands.com. You can also find them on Instagram at ogsbrands. And of course, you can find their products at your local dispensary, but you must be 21 years or older to purchase. It is summertime here in Phoenix, and that means we all need to be protecting our eyes a little bit more. If you have not gotten yourself a pair of Shady Rays, do yourself a favor and gift yourself some world-class products, sunglasses, all courtesy of Shady Rays. They're just as good as the expensive ones. They're durable frames, extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures, and they're just a really cool independent sunglass company with a lot of great things to offer. And if you don't love them, you can always exchange them for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. And exclusively for our listeners here at PHNX, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Just go to ShadyRays.com and use that code PHNX for 50% off two or more pairs of solar polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself. The shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people. Okay, now let's talk about DeAndre, and because we mentioned his name a couple times here. Mm. Obviously, Woj mentioned that the Suns are going to be exploring trades for him. We also got an interesting nugget from Richard Jefferson on what he thinks is going on with DA.
I think the league should be scary, or should be scared, in my opinion. I think the league should be scared because you all of a sudden see a team with a lot of talent, and you're talking about Devin Booker, you're talking about Kevin Durant. Now they have an opportunity, because everything that I've heard and seen, DeAndre Ayton's gone. So if DeAndre Ayton is gone, he is still a 20-10 center that's 23 years old, 24 years old. There are going to be teams that invest in him. So if you can get a dominant wing defender, if you can go get some bench depth, you can get two players for DeAndre.
So Richard Jefferson thinks DA is gone, from what he's hearing, that there is definitely a trade out there for DA.
Richard Jefferson, the greatest, greatest analyst in the world. I don't know what to believe anymore.
True.
One guy's saying, well, we don't know that he's going to be traded. People are reading into what Matt Ishbia says. Frank Vogel's in love with DeAndre Ayton, if you want to believe it. Richard Jefferson's hearing from God knows who that DA's gone. Subterfuge season. That's all it is. There's smoke everywhere, and I can't tell where the fire is, except in Canada.
That had you flabbergasted. That was about to be another MLK quote.
God, right there.
No, I'm with you on this one, though. I don't know how much stock to put in this. We've heard from some people that DA is pretty much as good as gone. It was even like 3 or 4 weeks ago that ESPN's Tim McMahon was reporting that, like, yeah, they are going to aggressively pursue trades for Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton. It makes sense. We've talked about it a lot. To say that he's definitely gone is what he's hearing. That's a much further step forward. So I don't know. We're going to have to see how this plays out. It wouldn't surprise me that they're listening to trades, if they're making calls about trades. I don't know if you go into an offseason saying, like, yes, definitively, this guy, we're getting rid of him. I don't know.
You have to have multiple scenarios ready to go if you're the Suns.
Yeah.
One of those scenarios is keeping Ayton and figuring out what to do with him. We talked about this yesterday. Like, the Suns are going to do everything they can to exhaust all their options and figure out what's the best move for their franchise moving forward. And I would say it's right now, it's probably 50-50 in terms of, you know, him being moved or not. Like, it just depends on what kind of value they can get in return for him. They're not going to trade him for scraps. I don't give a shit if you think it's the best option for him to go somewhere else and we get, you know, some bumfuck from some other team for, like, you know, a couple picks and some veteran that can barely play the, you know, the center position at all. If you think you're going to rely on somebody that you have on the court, like in Jock or Busy, to replace DA, we've seen that before. It does not work to the level that you're going to need this to work to win a championship. So the return's got to be significant. You know, we've talked about the Atlantas of the world. We've talked about Indiana's. Those seem to be the two teams that keep coming up over and over again. Your path to a championship probably rests on what you can get in return from one of those two franchises is what I'm going to predict, because I don't really see anybody else out there in the space that can give you the type of value that you're going to need at the center position in terms of a rim protector that you currently have. And DA's not even a great rim protector, but because he's so efficient offensively and he can, for the most part, get you 18 to 10, even though he disappears in the playoffs and he's wildly inconsistent, you have to try. That's the bottom line. You got to find somebody in some way in a trade that's going to replace 18 and 10. And if the Suns can't get that, they're not going to do it. They're just not.
To be fair, Jimmy Bumfuck is one of my favorite center prospects in the league. So if you can get him.
Well, it's Johnny Bumfuck.
Oh, yes. I got a good younger brother is Jimmy. Yeah.
I do agree with you, though, Saul. I don't think that the Suns, because they chose to move on from Monty Williams, I don't think that they are in a position where it's an absolute necessity to move on from DeAndre in this season specifically. So I do think it's a 50-50 toss-up. They're 100% going to be making phone calls and answering phone calls when it comes to DeAndre and to see what options are on the table for them. But as far as it 100% happening or not happening, I don't think you could definitively say that. Mm-hmm. And then we did get a question or a statement in the chat about how DA has to approve the trade. So that is, it's until July 15th, correct?
14th.
Look, if they go to him and they say, we got this deal, there's no way he goes, well, I'm going to block it, because they'll go, fine, we're going to make it in 2 weeks and you have no say in it. Yeah, like, right. No way.
At this point, a deal that's imminent is going to happen. Like, I don't think we have to worry about that so much. Jam Paul Edward De Dios in the chat says, well, he quit though. Well, cool. Yeah, he quit, but he's still part of your team and you still got to deal with it. And
he's making you can't just cut a guy like DA. Like, I know I've seen that in the chat a lot this week. People are like, when we brought up the whole Chris Paul thing, everyone's like, why would you waive Chris Paul? Why don't you just cut DA? Like,
that's not how it works.
It's not how it works.
And if you cut DA, you got to pay $120 million and you're fucked. Yeah. And you have nothing to show for it.
I don't care how far you can stretch. You ain't stretching that.
You got to stretch for like 120 years.
You got yoga instructors that can't stretch that far. I mean, I'm sorry. No. And do we really know he quit? I mean, I get that's the perception, but he also was injured. So I
always hate speculating about those types of situations. Yeah. He did say during exit interviews that he would have tried to give it a go if they had made it to a game seven, and that just sitting there in the chair and like sitting up straight he was in pain from the rib injury. I don't like to speculate on this type of thing and make inferences about a guy's character or his heart or anything like that. If he's injured and unable to play, he's injured and unable to play, and only the team
and DA knows the full extent of it. So,
Jan, you didn't say cut DA, no, but other people in other spaces have said that on Twitter and other social media. And we're just making a generalization. And again, like I don't believe that DA quit, but a lot of people do. And that narrative keeps getting thrown out. But it's also been thrown out for guys like Kyler Murray and stuff. Like, I'm kind of done with it because you don't know. You just don't know. You could speculate all you want. Oh, he should have been able to play with the sore ribs. Well, you get cracked in the ribs by some big dude and you tell me how it feels.
Well, I don't have the answer for you on that one, but we did just get a little bit of an emergency update.
Oh. Wee-oo, breaking news. Oh,
man. It's Trade Machine Thursday, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know this was coming.
Hey-o. Oh, man. Guess who leaned into things today?
Lindsay suggested it.
That's Woo. Right. You guys asked for it yesterday, and I said absolutely not, no way, no how. But then today I was like, let's do it. We got a Trade Machine Thursday coming your way. And this trade was shared with us on Twitter from Lando and Abnormal Suns fan. And we figured it out, guys. We did it.
Easy peasy.
The Suns receive Damian Lillard and Yusuf Nurkic. And the Trailblazers receive Chris Paul and DeAndre and
done.
What you, say
it's
you?
So simple. How did we not think of it before?
You think you were frustrated with DA. Wait till you see Yusuf Nurkic play center.
Oh, man.
But at least he's not taking up $30 million on your contract,
at least
right?
You got Dame now, right? Yeah. I appreciate the effort. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's probably one of the more realistic.
Stop.
I mean, hold on. We're gonna look at a few. There's limited options into what you could trade, and especially trade for Dame Lillard. Yeah. So you know, I think this was one of three options that could actually work.
One thing
they
will
say on Twitter, just a little bit of credit. Like, obviously, you can throw in some picks or some swaps or whatever in there that you felt like you maybe needed or whatever.
You can only include swaps. All your picks
or second rounders.
Yeah.
Swaps and second rounds.
Here.
But, you know.
We're sorry the greatest player in your franchise is leaving you. Would you like a 2027 second round pick?
Can we interest you in 2 second round picks?
Maybe three. Let's get wild.
Listen.
So somewhere Sam Hinkie just got really excited. Oh my gosh. Second rounders?
Put some positivity out there in this world, you guys.
I do want to say this. Like, we're going to see a lot of proposed trades across social media. But I will challenge everybody, including us, that before you propose a trade, you better know what the player is that you're getting in return, and you better be like, oh, yeah, he's definitely better than DA. Because there's some dudes out there that you think, because they played well against the Suns, well, that's just how they are all the time. No. No. They're trash, too. So, no. Okay, make sure they're consistent. Make sure they're better than DA, or at least at the same level before you start proposing trades, because I'm here to tell you, Steven Adams is injured just as much as Chris Paul, and that's not a good fit either.
Okay, hold on, though. Mm-hmm. I thought we were all in agreement, though, that if we moved DA, we were not going to get a singular player back who is just as good as DA. I thought we had already gone over that.
This doesn't have to be singular, but if you're going to bring in somebody that's going to replace DA at center, they better be able to replace DA at center.
I thought we already had come to the understanding that whatever center that we are likely going to receive if DA does leave or if it's Chris Paul is likely not going to be, quote unquote, better than DeAndre.
Yeah, but they don't.
It'll be better in the sense of the amount of money they're getting paid for what they're able to produce on the court.
But people don't, they don't propose trades like that. They don't.
Some people do.
No.
I believe Saul's saying Dame Lillard isn't as good as DeAndre.
I think that's exactly what I heard.
I basically.
Look, my big thing is, like, if you're going to propose a trade, you need to be able to justify it from the other side. Because every fan that proposes a trade, you can get your team some great shit at the cost of matching salary. You have to be able to tell me why the other team would do it.
I mean, why would they not trade DA for Wembanyama?
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
It seems logical for us.
Number one pick for number one pick. It's the same.
Can I interest you in my 2020 Toyota Corolla Hybrid for a Mercedes?
Exactly.
I would love to make that deal right now.
Exactly. I mean, especially if the Mercedes is 4 years older. That's yeah. That's an upgrade for them, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You got a newer car.
You know what kind of gas mileage you can get on that Corolla?
Yes.
Do we have any other trades here?
Not yet.
On a trade machine Thursday?
Next week, I will have trade articles up with Chris Paul scenarios, with DeAndre Ayton scenarios. So that's going to be kind of my big like trade download. And then I'm going to wash my hands and we'll go through them on the show at certain points throughout the offseason.
Basically, Gerald's just telling you all that he's just going to sit in this pool all weekend and contemplate beautiful trades.
Gerald,
I marinate on these trades.
I've cracked the code. You don't need to put in the work this weekend.
Okay. What's that?
I've fixed it.
Oh, Espo did it. Okay.
I did it. Okay. I think everybody walks away happy. So gross. I think everybody walks away happy.
Okay. Let's see what you
got.
Well,
except for Leah, maybe. Let's put this one up. Phoenix receives Damian Lillard. Portland receives DeAndre Ayton and the Arizona Coyotes. Send it to both commissioners. Let's get it done. Boo, 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 boo! Dame Lillard is a son.
So this is the second time this week you've tried to trade the Arizona Coyotes.
At what cost?
I mean, I'm wearing a Coyote shirt today, by the way, which you can get at phnxlocker.com for buy one, get one half off for Father's Day. Mm-hmm. I like this trade.
Oh,
damn. We are just betraying.
Leah, pack up. You're going to Portland.
Oh, my.
Y'all just out here selling out. Our friends down the road.
We're just kidding.
Our friends in the building.
We just traded.
Just so that maybe you could get.
I know. I'm sorry. I know. Yeah,
whatever gets us, whatever gets us,
Dame. Myself, so it's okay. It's a little hostile for Coyotes.
Y'all created a toxic environment here. You guys want my dream. I am the only one who has not harmed Leah today.
Oh, just wait.
It was Dream Gerald. It wasn't my fault.
Dream Gerald is the same as real Gerald.
I did.
Why?
Dream Gerald.
It's her subconscious.
Leah.
That's all we have for you as far as the Trade Machine Thursday shenanigans go. Hope you guys love that. But I just want to bring you into this conversation real quick. I want to ask you in the chat. Mm-hmm. If your significant other or if your friend is mean to you in your dream, do you think they should apologize for their actions in your dream? Let us know in the chat what you guys think.
See, I don't think so, but I did anyway, just to be courteous. And now these two in real life are being dicks to Leah. Okay.
But you're lumped into...
Yeah,
all three of you now have
Dream Gerald
to
apparently
in the last
got mad about her dribbling
but
a soccer ball.
It's never anything cool. Like my wife has had dreams about like awful shit that I did in her dreams, and I'm like, I have nothing to do with that. Like
should still say sorry.
Why?
Just to help her feel better about everything.
It's a one way street though. If I wake up and I'm like, I had a dream and you ate all the pizza in the house. Like, she's not like, apologizing to me.
Like, well, that was dumb.
He was trying to keep it PG.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep
give
it
him a break. So I appreciate your efforts.
Yeah, I mean,
it is a one-way street though, because I guarantee if I woke up mad at my fiance about something her dream self did, she'd be like, well, that was a dumb dream you had, and then we'd be moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you telling me that? You dreamt it. That would be the response you'd get.
Also, why are you telling the other person?
What?
Why are you telling the other person like that
you had a bad dream about him?
Yeah.
Because
why do you want to try
to
make them feel bad?
To your other,
that's so selfish.
Yeah, Emma said, if you're in my dream, I'm going to tell you that about the dream that I asked.
I don't want to be in your dream. I didn't ask to be in your dream. I didn't make the choice to be in your dream.
Why are you saying it like I was like, oh, hey, let me pay this fare to enter your mind.
Tell your subconscious to F off. Don't tell me to.
I think that it's like, you know how they say if your ears start tingling, it's because somebody's talking about you?
Right.
So I feel like if you're entering my dreams, it's because you're like wanting to.
I think
you're doing something.
I think you're obsessed with me.
You're
if I'm
doing
showing up
something
in your dream.
To infiltrate my dream, so you need to apologize for
it's
that.
It's not anything I did. It's your perception of me that is manifesting itself through the dream. That's a you thing.
Bing, no, bing, bing. It could be you.
I am the victim. Ding, I was pulled into a dream. Mm-hmm. And
oh, now you're
going to
play the victim?
Not my
we
my
are the
own.
Victim.
Wow,
absolutely.
Gerald.
You come attacking us.
I had no.
We didn't have anything to do with it.
I had no choice over my actions in your dream. That's selfish for you.
You know how it feels when you're sleeping all comfortably, and then you wake up and you just see them just scowling at you, like, "What the fuck did I just wake up to?" And then they're like, "You just cheated on me in your dream, in my dream." And I'm like, "Dude, how the fuck am I supposed to control that?
Okay,
I
don't know. How hard how hard is it to be like, man, that's such a shitty dream. I'm sorry you had that dream. That never happened in real life, so you don't even need to worry about it. How hard is that?
No, have you ever been hit?
Nice, you
jerks. To be fair, my instant reaction is, and then I just turn over.
Have you ever actually been woken up?
Jerks, I apologize.
I apologize, too. I just don't feel like it makes a lot of sense in general.
Also,
like,
also,
yeah,
there's a difference.
A lot of things in relationships don't make sense, but that's, you do them anyway.
There's a difference between saying, "I'm sorry you had that dream," and saying, "I'm sorry for my dream self's actions."
No, you there's still, it's not necessarily you're apologizing for the actions. I'm sorry you had that dream, but then a comfort of just know that would never happen in real life.
That's what I did. I did that.
Why?
What? That's what I'm saying. So,
but I'm not going to apologize for Dream Gerald.
You could find the loophole about not apologizing for Dream Gerald. But still some way, shape, or form.
I feel like you should apologize to us for not having consent for us to be in your dream.
What if you say...
I feel like
I didn't sign a waiver.
You're a brat.
That's right.
What if I say, "I'm sorry, but that's not happening till later in the week"?
I hate all three of you right now.
I apologized at least, right?
Oh, no.
Lizzie's going to come to work tomorrow pissed off. Like, you guys were all in my dream last night.
You know how I said Ishbia needs to hire like 14 therapists? We probably
should.
We need an office therapist now. We've reached that point, y'all. We need office therapists. Instead of an office therapist, or until we can get one, you could always just, you know, have a beer.
Drink
chill
a beer.
Out. You could drink a beer with the other person and try and find a way to mend your relationship over a tasty beverage, right? Isn't
yourself.
That a thing where you like, you go have a beer, you talk about your feelings, and then all of a sudden you're good?
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing?
Yeah.
That's a thing. If it's not a
in
thing,
your dream, probably.
We're making it a thing. And you should definitely have those conversations over a Four Peaks beer because they're the best beer. And you can't be sad when you're having a Four Peaks beer because it's just so delightful. And Four Peaks does a lot of great stuff in the community. Specifically right now, they are giving back to teachers. This year, they're giving away 11 $1,000 cash grants. And one lucky teacher will win a teacher's lounge renovation provided by Four Peaks. If you want to nominate a teacher, go to fourpeaks4teachers.org and complete the form. The deadline for nominations is June 30th, so make sure you do that sooner rather than later. And also be sure to check out Four Peaks on social at Four Peaks Brew and at Four Peaks Pub to keep up with the latest at Arizona's hometown brewery. You do have to be 21 years or older to drink Four Peaks, and we ask you drink responsibly.
The beers will be flowing out in Las Vegas, people. We're going to be there for Summer League. You should come join us. Mm-hmm. And we have travel packages, which are pretty freaking dope. Courtesy of our friends, here we go, Sports Trips America. They have a bunch of different travel packages for anybody that wants to drive up or fly out on their own to Las Vegas. But stay, we got exclusive events, and then tickets to the Summer League, a couple of tickets to the Summer League that you can partake in, and it'll be a fun time. We'll all be there in full force, the whole PHNX crew, and actually the whole All City crew will be out there. If you've never been to Summer League, it's awesome. It's probably the one time that everybody gets an opportunity to really mingle. You'll see Shams just walking around the freaking concourse, and Woj, and coaches, and ex-players and stuff like that.
It's
yeah,
it's Comic-Con minus the nerds.
Yeah, it's...
I'll still be there.
Yeah. What? NBA Summer League?
Yeah.
No. That they don't know what NBA Summer League is?
There's like, games every day. It's the rookies playing and then guys that are trying to make it in the league.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of parties. There's everything you could want as a basketball
player. In NBA Summer League, like, listen, if you don't know what that is, I'm sorry. It's every year.
Dates,
so it's pretty dope.
For Summer League, I believe it starts Friday the 7th of July.
Through the 17th. We'll be there the 7th through the 11th. Or 12th, one of those two.
Yeah, so this would be for that first weekend.
Yeah, and
which,
so we got.
Let's be honest, the first weekend is the best weekend.
Yes.
And so you got different packages. Go to gophnx.com, click on the events tab, go all the way down to the bottom. You'll see Summer League and you'll see the different pricing options. So check it out and come hang with us in Vegas.
Yeah, you never know who you're going to see when you're high on the concourse. Like Joe Lacob buying nuts while you're high out of your mind. I mean, that could happen to you too.
Or Javier Gutierrez.
Yeah, that too.
In his summer shorts, which was really weird.
All right. To round out today's show, we also got an update from Woj as far as the coaching staff. situation kind of goes. So Woj tweeted out that Joe Prunty and Patrick Mutombo are joining the Milwaukee Bucks as assistant coaches, sources tell ESPN. Obviously, you know, Mutombo worked here in Phoenix under Monty Williams for the last year. So we've heard a lot about people who are joining Frank Vogel's coaching staff. Well, now we're starting to hear about people who are leaving to different opportunities. It's not necessarily because Frank Vogel or anything of that sort. It's just one of those things when you change coaching head coaches, a lot of movement happens. So this is one of the first ones that's been reported. We've also heard that one of the Suns' strength and conditioning coaches has also left as well. So I'm sure we're going to continue to see some movement there.
You know, I didn't want to get leave the franchise, but here I am.
What are you guys, what's happening right now?
His Mutombo photo.
Put the Mutombo photo back up.
Emma did him dirty with the
yeah, look at that face. Looks like he's getting ready to find a pudding pop.
Oh, man. You guys are so silly. But, my goodness.
You know, if Frank Vogel did offer him a job, you know what Mutombo said?
No! No!
Oh, with as bad of jokes as you two have had this week, the next time I make a terrible one, I expect nothing but roarous laughter.
Seriously, though, right?
I've earned it.
Like, damn, you do.
Oh, man.
God bless. Oy vey.
There's no really great to go after something like this. Mutombo was and is a very good coach. He's well liked and well respected around the league on the Suns coaching staff. So it is a loss to lose him. He's only here for a year. I was able to talk to him last summer and kind of find out what he was about. And ironically, he talked about how coaching, it's the life of a nomad. You always have your bags half packed because during the season you're going everywhere. And in the offseason, you never know what opportunity might come about. So best of luck to him moving forward. If you're interested in learning about the type of person the Suns are losing, that is on GoPHNX. I had tweeted it out earlier today. And he had a lot of insightful stuff to say about who he is as a person and who he is as a coach. So a loss for sure, but the Suns have done a good job starting off their coaching staff. And Vogel had talked about still needing to fill it out. So there will be more names added to that list moving forward.
I'm actually happy he's gone.
What's that?
Because now I have the best classes game involved with the
Because you're stars. Still mad because every that time he would pop up during the game, I'd be like, God, I love his glasses. They're so good.
They are.
Yeah, well, take those glasses and leave, all right?
All right. Well, we'll keep you guys posted, of course, if we hear any more movement as far as the coaching staff or the training staff go. I'm sure there will be quite a bit of movement, not necessarily just leaving and replacing, but also maybe expanding and growing, because it does sound like Matt Ishbia is okay with that and providing all the resources for this team that they could ever need. And so growing those departments, and hopefully we see also growth within the front office, maybe on the scouting side of things.
You know, maybe three scouts instead
maybe
of two.
Maybe not. Yeah, but yeah, we'll keep you guys posted. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us for the shenanigans. Mm-hmm. We will see you tomorrow. We have
fans in the chat. Yeah.
A show for you at 3 p.m.
He doesn't like the way we look.
Well, that's not very nice.
Yeah, fuck that bench warmer. Show your face.
We'll be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. Until we see you then, you can follow the show on Twitter at @PHNX_Suns. You can follow me at @LindsaySmithAZ. You can follow Saul at @Saul_Bookman. You can follow Gerald at @GeraldBourget. And, of course, you can follow Espo at @Espo. Espo, take us home.
AJ, the name of the guy on the far left is Espo. And I've been called ugly by better than you. Ahoy, hoy. Tell the Phoenix Metro, Megas in control, and he ain't never gonna let go. PHNX, though, Lindsay, Gerald, Espo. Saw pass the ball, we here to turn up the tempo. Got to understand me, I'll always rep the family.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.